Another boom sounded from the direction of the foyer, this time a little closer. Vistara called out for Ship, urging him to hurry, then watched Marvid lead her Biot and his brother's power body toward a doorway on the far side of the room. She could not believe how he had betrayed her, or that he had taken her completely by surprise. Under the circumstances, she had no chance of stopping the Jedi. Unfortunately, escape was almost as unlikely. Ship couldn't evacuate her from the middle of the Kref's residence. She had to get to an exterior wall, to find a suitable extraction point, and she could no longer accomplish that on her own.
Marvid, wait! Vistara called. I forgive you for making the Biot. I can live with that.
Marvid raised a pincer arm and waved without turning around.
Goodbye, Sivara.
Gev remained standing at the door, watching the security display above the control pad.
I'd blast him for you, she said, but I still have that nano-killer problem to fix. You know better, Gev!
Bastara's pain had grown so bad that she was starting to worry about hallucinations. She wasn't positive that Gev was actually still there. Maybe she only needed Gev to be there.
The Krefs were leading you on!
Gev's eyes grew hard.
Says you.
Look, I understand,
Vistara said.
Desperation plays tricks on your mind. But I've personally explored just about every corner and turn of this base. And I'll bet you have too. If the Krefs were working on a cure for your nano-killer, that lab would have to be here, in their private wing. Have you seen anything like that? Anywhere?
Gev sighed, then shook her head.
That's what I thought,
Vistara said. The Mandalorian glanced at the security display.
I'd wish you luck with the Jedi, she said, but we both know it won't do you any good.
She turned to limp after Marvid, no doubt determined to see him die first, and as painfully as possible. Vistara caught hold of Gev with the Force.
Wait, she said. Wouldn't you rather live to fight again? Tell your people to bug out, and let's leave Marvid to the Jedi.
Gev turned her head and cocked a brow.
You can get us out of here?
Vistara closed her eyes, then reached out for Ship,
and felt him, waiting about 30 meters away, somewhere beyond the walls of the Kref's residence. I can.
Vistara pointed in Ship's direction.
As long as you can carry me.